Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 141 on November 20th, 2020. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Nikola Corporation, Viacom CBS Class B shares, and Bank of America. And then we discuss three new trades on Inovia Pharmaceuticals, the S&P Oil and Gas Exploration and Production ETF, and the Spiders Gold Trust ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets finished this week slightly lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 216 points, ending the week at 29,263 points. The S&P 500 index lost 27 points, closing at 3,557 points on Friday. Now it's time to discuss the topic of the week. And the topic this week is all about wrapping up the year, finishing strong. So as a trader working for a company, many guys, including me when I used to work for a company, many guys would take their foot off the gas in December. Because if you've had a good year, you don't want to do anything to screw up your end-of-year bonus, right? And if you had a bad year, you might be tempted to swing for the fences and hope for a home run, but you probably don't want to make the year even worse if you've had a bad year. So most guys take their foot off the gas. Now, as a non-professional trader, I'm able to go into December with the same sort of balance and focus as I started off with in January. My goals for the month don't change. My strategy won't change. My goal is still just having a good year. And so a good P&L for the year is built trade by trade. Sure, some guys have one main trade that leads to most of the profit all year, but typically the strategy to find that trade is the same one they use for any other trade. And I'm definitely going into 2020 with some goals and plans, so don't get me wrong, but I'm reminding myself that every great harvest starts with planting seeds. So plant seeds, knowing that the harvest is going to come. So if you only dream of the harvest, you'll never enjoy it in reality. So for trading, that means just keep making trades every month. When you find yourself in a home run, like a home run trade, one of those year-making trades, you'll be ready for it. But if you only wait to pull the trigger on the best trades, you'll never actually trade because you won't be in the game enough to recognize that you're in the middle of one of those home run trades. So as I wrap up this year, my strategy and goals are the same as they were back in January. I don't need to make any adjustments. I'm just staying the course. My goal is just planting seeds. And yeah, I'm definitely getting ready for a great 2021, and I hope you guys are too. So that being said, let's go ahead and dive into the trade review of last week's trades. And as usual, we're going to start off with the covered call. We looked at Nikola Corporation. Symbol N as in November, K as in kilo, L as in Lima, A as in alpha. At the time, the stock was trading for $21.18 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the December 22 half call at $2.85, which could give us a maximum return of 19.69% in 5 weeks. Well, Nikola shares rallied $5.20 higher this week, closing at $26.38 per share. The call option we sold picked up $3.45 this week, leading to a net profit of $1.75 this week if you were to close the trade. However, by allowing the trade to expire in the money, you stand to gain $4.17 for this trade. representing a gain of 19.69% on your capital for the trade this month. So overall, nice trade. I wouldn't do anything other than allow this trade to expire and allow the owner, the person who bought that 22 half call, to take the shares that you bought for this trade. And it's a nice trade. So no adjustments needed. Our second trade on the week was a credit spread. We looked at Viacom, CBS, Class B shares, symbol V as in Victor, I as in India, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $30.20 per share. I looked at selling that December 30, 29 put spread at 36 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 64 cents per spread. So Viacom Class B shares gained $3.79 per share, closing the week at $33.99 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out-of-the-money. The spread lost 19 cents this week, representing our profit on the trade if you were to try to buy the spread back right now. Now, this represents a little more than half of our expected gain on the trade because we sold this trade for 36 cents. And so that is our maximum gain, is the 36 cents since we sold it. And if you were to close the trade right now, you'd just go ahead and lock in a 19 cent profit. So if you were to make any adjustments other than closing the trade, you likely increase the possibility of a loss on the trade. So what would an adjustment be? Like selling a call spread. But I wouldn't advise selling a call spread on a company that just gained $3.79 in 1 week, right? So all in all, I wouldn't make any adjustments to the trade at this point. Just let this winning trade win. And ideally, in a few weeks, in 4 weeks to be exact, this trade will be even further or at least still out of the money. And we'll be able to keep our 36 cents that we collected when we sold it. And remember, you know, we just need prices to expire higher than $30 per share. Right now, we're almost $4 higher. We're at $33.99 per share. So that's fantastic. We'll just keep an eye on the price we got into this trade. And then our final trade from last week was a debit spread on Bank of America, symbol B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $27 per share. I looked at buying because this is a debit spread, buying that December 26, 27 call spread, paying 62 cents for the spread, which gives us a maximum possible gain of 38 cents per spread, or that equates to a 61.29% return on capital. Well, Bank of America stock fell 19 cents per share, closing the week at $26.81. The in-the-money call spread we purchased is now at the money. The spread can be sold for a loss of 11 cents. However, the call option we own is still in the money. We paid 62 cents for this spread, and the call option we own is 81 cents in the money. So this option alone is worth 81 cents, leading to a 19 cent gain for the trade at this point if stock closed right here. So if I were to make any adjustments on this trade, it would be to sell a higher strike call spread. However, that can also create a scenario where you earn money on your original trade but lose money on the entire position. The reason you wouldn't sell a put spread in this scenario is because selling a put spread and buying a call spread, we started off with buying a call spread, those are on the same side, right? Those are both long trades. So one does not hedge the other. In fact, you're just doubling down on the idea that stock is going to go higher. And I wouldn't look to buy a put spread on this either, so because stock is going higher. So this trade is working. It's doing exactly what we want it to do. I wouldn't look to make any adjustments to this trade unless our trade goes fully out of the money and creates a loss. For now, I would keep an eye on the break-even price of $26.62 per share. And that really is it. Keep an eye on the break even. And otherwise, this trade still looks good and looks like it's going to expire with a profit for us. So that's it for the review for last week's trades. And of course, we're going to dive into this week's new trades. And I just want to point out that today was options expiration for all November monthly options. So if you had any November options in your portfolio, they have either expired worthless, which means they are valued zero, or they are being priced or valued at their intrinsic value. So definitely look at that, check your positions, your portfolio, and just make sure that you're not going to have any surprises on Monday. Surprises would be like, oh, that was in the money and I didn't realize I was about to own this stock. Now I need to sell stock to, you know, lock in my profit. Things like that happen. Just be on top of expiration and options. And there are a lot of expiration strategies as well. But just be aware of it and make sure that your position doesn't do anything that you're not ready for. So let's go ahead and get into this week's trades. And we obviously have 4 weeks left in December, our last expiration month of the year. December expiration, obviously. We're going to start off at the covered call on Inovio Pharmaceuticals, symbol I as in India, N as in November, O as in Oscar. The stock ended the week at $10.54 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the December 11 call at $1.24, hoping for a maximum return of 16.13%. Now, you enter this trade by buying Inovio stock for $10.54 per share and selling the December 11 call at $1.24. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $11 per share, and our break-even price on this trade is $9.30. Now, in real terms, the stock purchase would require $1,054, and you would collect $124 for selling the option. Our second trade on the week is going to be a credit spread, looking at the S&P Oil and Gas Exploration and Production ETF, symbol XOP, X as in X-ray, O as in Oscar, P as in Papa. Stock ended the week at $52.06 per share, and I'm looking at selling the December 52-51 put spread at 41 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 59 cents. Now, you enter this trade by selling the December 52 put at $2.83 and concurrently buying the December 51 put for $2.42. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $52 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $51.59 per share. And in real terms, you would receive $41 per spread that you sell and have $59 at risk on the trade. And then our final new trade for this week is a debit spread. We're looking at the S&P Gold Trust ETF, symbol GLD, G as in Golf, L as in Lima, D as in Delta. The stock ended the week trading for $175.69 per share, and I'm looking at buying the December 177-176 put spread for 60 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 40 cents or 66.67% return on your capital in 4 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the December 177 put for $3.65 and concurrently selling the December 176 put at $3.05. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $176 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $176.40. Now, in real terms, you'll pay $60 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $40 per spread. So that's it for this week's show, episode 141. Some of you guys have been listening to me since the beginning. That blows my mind. I hope if you've been listening that you are comfortably trading every week and have learned a lot, because that is my goal with this podcast. Also wanted to point out, I meant to mention earlier, that because these three new trades are being done before any 50-cent strikes are posted, you might see some better pricing opportunities on Monday morning to execute these trades and possibly put yourself in a position where you can make even more money or limit loss. So that is it for the week. Thank you for listening. Please go ahead and share the podcast. Thank you as well for you guys that have left reviews. I never really asked for them, and I look up and I've got great reviews. I have the best fans by far, so you guys are amazing. If you have any questions or need anything, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com, or you can simply put a note into the contact form that's on the website, theweeklyoption.com. So that's it. Have a phenomenal weekend. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.